You are truly a goddess. Everything that you want is already coming to you. Stop trying to force yourself to be someone you're not. Start owning your birthright. You get to live the life that you want to live. You get to have whatever you want. In fact, you are already that girl. Like, there's nothing else that you need to physically do. The only thing keeping you from feeling like the goddess that you truly are is the fact that you're not allowing yourself the permission to truly be her. You still think that you have to do one more meditation or one more affirmation or watch one more YouTube video or read more books or do this, this, and this. Maybe go out and dress better and get your makeup done and get your hair done and be girly and change your outfits and walk slower and eat different foods. Stop holding yourself to these standards. None of these things actually matter, and none of these things are preventing you from being a goddess and from being divine and from being in your divine feminine energy, whatever it is that you want to call it. Being a woman, being a truly divine woman, is about loving yourself so much that you radiate with love. Your aura is already magnetic. It's already divine. It's already high vibe, okay? All of those external behaviors, those are fun things to do when they feel right for you to do. Of course, they help your journey. Of course, they help you release some more of that tension, right? Meditation, eating healthier foods, exercising, dressing in a more girly or feminine way. All of these things are simply tools. They're simply things that you do that will help you raise your vibration, but the only reason they help you raise your vibration is because of your joy from it. So, for example, I love to dance. I will literally lock myself in my office / guest bedroom, and I will turn off all the lights, and I will literally just light candles and just dance. I'll put my headphones on. I'll listen to whatever music I want to listen to. Can be hip hop, can be alternative, can be like some weird instrumentals that's like some intergalactic type music. Like, literally whatever I'm feeling in that moment that I want to move my body to, that's what I'll do. Right? I love to dance. That helps me get more into my soft feminine energy, get more into that flow state where I don't feel like I have so much pressure, like I have so much structure, like I can just let go and be free, right? But guess what? If you don't like to dance, it's not gonna do the same effect for you. So as much as like these external behaviors can help you get more into yourself and be more of that divine woman that you are, it's not the thing that does anything. It's how it makes you feel. So the best thing that you can do to become more of a goddess, to become more of a queen, is ask yourself, what brings you joy? What actually fills your cup? Then do those things. Okay, but there is no like, oh, you need to meditate for 30 minutes and then you need to be in sunlight for 10 minutes and then you need to write in your journal for another 10 minutes. Like, these are all things that I do when they feel right because I want to do them. But I don't do these things to feel better. I feel better, so I do these things. You understand? You need to act from a place of emotion that is love. You need to act from a place that makes you feel good, right? The only way to manifest what you want into your life and attract the things that you want as a woman is by feeling good first. So instead of doing the opposite, which is what most people do, they think that having an outcome or doing something is gonna make them feel better, when in reality, it's they have to feel better in order to get the things that they want. Because when you just base your happiness off external things, you'll realize that you can get all the things that you asked for and it still won't make you happy. But when you go and do the things that you want to do from a place of love, from a place of joy, because you want to, then of course you're going to get better outcomes from it. And when you do manifest the things that you want, you're actually going to feel happier and be more elevated and build off of the love that you already have for yourself, because you're doing it from a place of expansion, from a place of love, not from a place of scarcity and limitation and looking outside of yourself to try to get some kind of love and some kind of joy. Like, love comes from the inside out, right? You can't love anyone else and show love for anyone else if you can't show love for yourself. Have you ever been in a relationship with someone where the other person was insecure and they didn't love themselves, and in return they cheated on you, they disrespected you, they were abusive in some way, whether it's physically or emotionally or mentally? Like, it's because they didn't love themselves. And so how are they going to give you the love that you deserve if they don't love themselves, right? It's the same thing for you. How are you going to give other people the love that they deserve if you can't love yourself? How are you going to be treated like a goddess and feel like a goddess if you don't give yourself permission to be a goddess now? So what you need to do is stop looking outside of yourself. Stop trying to check a to-do list of all the things you need to do to get in your feminine energy. Literally just stop. Literally look inside of yourself and follow your joy. Give yourself permission to be a goddess now. You are a goddess now. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to accomplish anything. You don't need to change anything. You need to just be. And be a goddess, period. You are a goddess now. I cannot say this enough times. I want you to comment below, I am a goddess now. And I want you to say it to yourself. I want you to repeat it over and over and over again. And I want you to just close your eyes and just feel yourself becoming a goddess right now. Because nothing outside of yourself is going to give you that permission. You need to get out of this cycle of waiting and waiting and waiting for someone else or something else to give you permission, for your tarot card deck to give you permission, for your astrology sign to give you permission, for your moon sign or like the phase of the moon to be aligned properly for you to get permission. No. There's nothing else. You are the creator. You are the goddess. You give other things permission. You give the moon permission, okay? You give the tarot deck permission to tell you your reading. You are the one that gives these things permission. So instead of giving the permission to things outside of yourself, give it to yourself. Because the only way that you're gonna get what you want and feel any type of way is by allowing yourself to feel it now and not looking for any type of external permission slip. You need to see yourself as the bright, shining star that you are. Literally, close your eyes and just imagine bright light radiating from you, because that's what you are. As a woman, you literally can create life. Literally, inside of you, life grows. You can be living your life to the fullest right now. You don't need to wait to get more money. You don't need to wait to have a better relationship. You don't need to wait to feel more confident. You are that now. You are confident now. You have the right relationships now. You have enough money now. Because I guarantee you, if you're waiting for that to give you permission, you're gonna get it. You're gonna get the permission, but you still won't feel happy. You'll realize that by the time you get to that goal that you were waiting for, then a new goal is in your mind. Then that goal that you got, it's not enough anymore. Then you need a new, larger amount of money, or a newer, better relationship, or something else. Because by the time you get to that thing that you think is holding you back from being a goddess, you're gonna get it. And then you're gonna have a new goal, and then a new goal, and then a new goal. And like, the finish line is just gonna keep moving forward and keep moving forward, and you're never gonna be able to actually reach it. So instead, cross the finish line now. Eliminate the finish line altogether. It's not a race. Life is not linear. There's no beginning and end. Time is not a linear thing, and neither is your energy. Your being state can change at any moment. And it doesn't matter the external situation, so choose to change it now.